Dixon.
जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनावल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनावल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जान रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जान रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
Ayam Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivara Jagacharya Stotra Sri Shrimad Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavat Puran Ki Jai All Glorious Assembled Devotees All Glorious Assembled Devotees All Glorious Assembled Devotees All Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Divinity and Divine Service, text number 22.
Ataha vai kavayaha nityam bhaktim paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvanti atma prasadanim. Ato vaikavayo nityam bhaktim paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvanti atma prasadanim. Ato vaikavayo nityam bhaktim paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvanti atma prasadanim. Ato vai kavayo nityam bhaktim paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvanti atma prasadanim. Kim paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvanti atma prasadanim. Ato vai kavayo nityam bhaktim paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvanti atma prasadanim. Ato vai kavayo nityam bhaktim paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvanti atma prasadanim.
Ladies,
ato vai kavayo nityam bhaktim paramaya muda vasudeve bhagavati kurvanti atma prasadanim.
Ataha, therefore, why, certainly, kavayaha, all transcendentalists, nityam, from time immemorial, bhaktim, service unto the Lord, paramaya, supreme, muda, with great delight, vasudeve, Sri Krishna, Bhagavati, the personality of Godhead, kurvanti, do render, atma, self, prasadanim, that which enlivens. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Certainly, therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, with great delight, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self. Report. The speciality of devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is specifically mentioned herein. Lord Sri Krishna is Swayam Rupa, Personality of Godhead, and all other forms of Godhead, beginning from Sri Baladev, Sankarshan, Vasudev, Aniruddha, Pradyumna and Narayan, and extending to the Purusha avatars, Guna avatars, Leela avatars, Yuga avatars, and many other thousands of manifestations of the personality of Godhead, are Lord Sri Krishna's plenary portions and integrated parts. The living entities are separated parts and parcels of the personality of Godhead. Therefore, Lord Sri Krishna is the original form of Godhead, and he is the last word in transcendence. Thus, he is more attractive to the higher transcendentalists who participate in the eternal pastimes of the Lord. In forms of the personality of Godhead other than Sri Krishna and Baladev, there is no facility for intimate personal contact as in the transcendental pastimes of the Lord at Brajabhumi. The transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna are not newly accepted, as argued by some less intelligent persons. His pastimes are eternal and are manifested in due course once in a day of Brahmaji, as the sun rises on the eastern horizon at the end of every 24 hours. Om Agyana Tibirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Shahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Takanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Rama. Certainly, therefore, since time immemorial, all transcendentalists have been rendering devotional service to Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, with great delight, because such devotional service is enlivening to the self. When I read this very nice, wonderful purport by Srila Prabhupada, coming from his heart, sort of a few questions start coming to my mind regarding our usual commonplace activities in this world. How many times is it that we have someone has gone to a movie theater and has fallen asleep watching the movie? How many times we have been in front of the television box and it is going on, some famous serial is going on. I don't know what they are, but I know there are many of them which are famous. But then it's going on and still you are like this. How often is that? Let's make a mental note of that. And what if you are having a mobile in your hand? Still more exciting, right? Because television can go give some program which is not to your liking, but mobile you are choosing. You're choosing. And how many times we have seen people in the first class compartment, second class compartment, anywhere in the roads, wherever, they're looking at the mobile and they are. Does it happen? Never happens. And how many times have we seen ourselves with bead bags in our hands and how many times have we seen people in the class where the most wonderful speaker is speaking, a pure hearted Vaishnava is speaking, a spiritual master is speaking, right? Pouring his heart out of realizations, and is seeking, seeing, he's trying to keep the devotee, you know, people enlivened, and we are like. One wonderful Vaishnava came to me, and this few, very recently, and he said he has a sleep problem. That means he goes to sleep by about 10 or 11, and somehow or the other, his alarm is such in his body that after 3 hours he gets up. He feels fresh. But he knows he cannot or should not do anything at that time. So he wants to go back to sleep somehow. Maybe he'll go for a big job, small job, whatever, but he has to come back, he wants to sleep. So he said, I have two activities to perform. And the moment I take up a scripture. The moment I start reading a scripture, I get sleep within a short time. But if I pick up my mobile, I can go on for 4 hours without sleep. He said, usually I pick up a scripture. Because that gives me, I can then sleep for next 4 hours and get up by morning. What are we talking about? We're talking about how unenlivened our senses are to spiritual truths, and how enlivened our senses are to the sensory titillations, stimulations, impulses of the external world. Right? This shloka is a very litmus test as to how much we are enlivened. This is what's supposed to be, this is what is happening. These last four verses which you've been reading are like you make an experiment or you make a, experiment. Or you give a drug, medicine. Then you're expecting that if this has worked properly, then A, B, C and D should be seen. If I see A, B, C and D, if I get these end results, then my medicine is proper or my experiment is proper or my observation is proper, etc. Right? So, what we have been listening last few days, beautiful, these are some of the most popular verses which were pouring from Prabhupada's heart right when he saw the Boston Harbor Pier, right? And this all appeared in his beautiful song. So, last few verses we have been seeing, Nashta Prayasya Bhadreshu, that verse, right? This is one of the end results. Second is, Tadaras Tava Bhava Kamal Vadharas Chaye. We all know this shloka very well. And that's what happens. This is the second result. Third result is, Evan Panasanda Manaso Bhagavati Yoga Yojitaha. That was this supposed to happen. Right? Then, Vidyate. Yesterday we read about Vidyate Hridaya Granthis Chidyante Jasma Karmani. Cut. All the Hridayate, all the knots in the heart. And when the knots are cut, what happens? The soul becomes enlivened, right? And the knots are broken. That's what we are reading today. So these are the, for a sadhaka, the relevancy part of this is, for a sadhaka like you and me, this is what we will have to go by, right? These verses are going to be our guidelines for the future, and for the present of course, right? As to how I am on this, I'm walking right now on the highway called as Bhakti Vedanta Swami Marg, right? And I'm walking on this beautiful Marg, which is going to end at Gopinath or at Ras Bihari or at Radha Madhav temple, wherever our Ishtadevs, favorite Ishtadevs are. As you're walking on that path, these are the milestones that you have. Okay, how far? Oh, Baroda is only from here 58 kilometers. Now it is only 20 kilometers. Right? So there are always milestones, right? We have this plaques put everywhere. So these are going to be our plaques. How much am I really enlivened? Shri Mahaprabhu Chaitanya was returning back from his tour and was very close to Jagannath Puri. And he came to a village called as Varahanagar. Right? And from that home was emitting a loud sound of a wonderful Brahman Vaishnava who was reciting with great devotion the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? And what was the response to this? Mahaprabhu was walking, right? But if you're walking and you hear your favorite song, among on the midst of all the cacophony is going on, your husband starts, hey, that song. Once upon a time I have to enjoy this song, right? Your antenna catches that vibration. So, a lot of vibrations in the atmosphere, which you catch, depends on what frequency you tune into based on the modes you have, right? But Mahaprabhu is always tuned into Srimad Bhagavatam. He's never tuned into anything of this world. He is Gunatita, beyond, right? So immediately his ears go to, and then the response of Mahaprabhu is described, right? Kaviraj Goswami says how he just goes into a rapture of ecstasy, right? And uncontrollably begins to dance. Imagine hearing the verses and dancing. Did we ever see that? That somebody is saying Bhagavatam and people in the audience are dancing. That is what Dadaran Maharaj said, you know, in one of his classes in the early 90s. He said, one day it will be, we are hoping for that day when the speaker is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam and everyone in the audience is jumping and dancing. And all the audience gets a good laugh. He said, but till such time, at least try to remain awake. So he gave the end point and he also gave us the sadhu stick. Tell us, you know, that where we are. Right now you are all... So we are not getting enlightenment when the Bhagavatam is going on. We are like, you know, struggling to keep ourselves awake. In the yatras, when we go, we carry some sukachana or something to bite, something to suck. And you think, if you see me sleeping, my dear Prabhu, please pinch me harder. Right? So I get up. Or you carry some water and you splash. You do something, because even though it is so wonderful what is spoken, but my senses, jadendriya tahe kal. My indriyas are what? They are jada. So the mismatch is that the jada indriyas are not able to catch up with transcendental vibrations. There's a frequency mismatch there. Right? My senses are all dull. And therefore I can only grab on to dull things of this world. Right? Therefore they make the television screens and all so very attractive, so that the flashing lights, breaking news, something is always going on. Right? So that my senses can always get enlivened. Because they are so dull. If nothing is very stimulating on the screen, you say, shut up, don't. We were discussing in the one of the yatras at Jagannath Puri again, Vrindavan, the Sambal Ram Goshala, we were there last time, right? And Adhanath Maharaj was speaking, and in the audience at Puri Jagannath, there were 7,000 people. In that same pandal, beautiful pandal which was made, pillarless pandal, you can just see right to the end, right? No instructions, beautiful sound system. And Maharaj is speaking on, say, for example, Kalyadaman Leela, right? Remember when you're speaking on that? And there is nothing flashing happening there. Maharaj's clothes do not attract the senses because they are drab saffron. And there's not like some flashing screen behind them, like this, when the news channels are going on, they have something going on behind, you know, some screen, blah, 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 something is going on, right? But here is some, you know, standard screen which is not changing. Maharaj is not trying to do something to attract like an orator would do. He is just absorbed deeply in the mellows of devotional recitation of Krishna's transcendental braja pastimes. Right? And how powerful is that experience which all of us have had over the years, not one time but numerous times, where he just pulls our consciousness into the same thing as he is relishing. Right? It just draws out of us. Even our jad senses start getting enlivened. Enlivened. And you just know that this is the thing. You know, this is what Krishna is all about. This is a real experiential Krishna consciousness. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. You know that. That verse comes alive. Krishna's verse of Gita comes alive. That when you hear Krishna katha bodhesa parasparam and keep on reciting that, tushyanti ramanti. So this is our goal. We would like to come to the stage where actually we can truly relish every aspect of devotional service. We don't have one, but 9 varieties of devotional service. It's not only Shravan Kirtan, Shravan Kirtan, Shravan Kirtan. Even that itself is, should be wonderful, right? But however, being conditioned souls. And therefore, to enliven the senses, as we can see, how the acharyas, great kings, what they have done, they make big temples. Why a temple is not small? I used to wonder, just one time actually, we came from Dwarka Puri Dham. The deity is only 2.5 feet. It's beautiful, nice. I cannot say sweet, because he is Aishwarya Bhav. So the word sweet will have to be reserved for Vrindavan. But yes, he is still very wonderful and sweetly decorated with kingly opulence. But the temple is so large. Now, Jagannath Puri temple, the deities of the Lord may be about 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet, whatever. But temple is like several hundred feet. Why such a big temple for such a apparently small Lord? And on the other floor there is nothing. There is nothing there on the other floor. They say, what a waste of space, you know. Something should be there. But because the Jada Indriyas must see the Lord from far, cathedrals, temples, mosques, places of worship are always made tall. The senses, so Mahaprabhu would see from Athar Nala, right there, just several miles away. He's seeing Athar Nala, so he's seeing uninterrupted vision of Puri Dham, Jagannath Puri. Then he just, his senses get enlivened. He's already in anticipation, right? Because he's going to meet Krishna. He's already been walking, you know, from Bengal, Navadvip, and he's going to Puri. And Mukunda is behind, Indiana Prabhu is behind, Acharya is behind, Chandrasekhar Acharya is behind. And Mahaprabhu cannot wait. He said, when he sees, when he's Athar Nala, his senses get completely enlivened. And he cannot walk anymore. Now he has to run. And he runs at the speed of the wind. Uncontrolled, just gets drawn. Like when you see a big magnet, how the iron filament will just get drawn towards that. That's just Krishna's attraction. And he gets drawn, he runs towards. His senses get enlivened so much. Right? And they are so much in a state of excitation. The Mahaprabhu is hearing this Brahman speaking. He says, go on reciting, go on reciting. And then he says, you go on reciting. And he can't imagine this. This is supernatural. The words of Bhagavatam are emanating constantly. And he was going on because he could see that somebody is appreciating, somebody is dancing, somebody is so happy. Right? And Mahaprabhu danced for 9 hours. 9 hours. Now, anyone here is in the youngest, strongest brahmachari, grihastha world. Have you danced for 9 hours ever? You are in the best of kirtans, in Siddha Mayapur, in front of Panchatattva, during Gaur Arati. It's like the climax you can ever reach in this world on kirtan, right? And with the best kirtaniya singing, after half an hour, you just move to the side and go for a slow motion activity. Then again you go for fast motion, again you go for slow motion. You just go like that. But nine, Mahaprabhu is not having a jada body. Right? Vakreshwar Pandit would dance for 72 hours in the kirtan of the holy name. Right? So, it appears from this discussion that as we become, okay, before that, Prabhupada explains that Krishna is transcendentally pure and we have been bestowed with jada indriyas, and therefore we can't really appreciate Krishna, Krishna katha, Krishna kirtan. Of course we can appreciate Krishna prasad, so that's something which don't need transcendental senses. We still can appreciate with our jada senses. But the finer aspects of Krishna consciousness need purification. But Prabhupada says we have blunt senses. Prabhupada used the word blunt. Right? So when you have blunt scissor, all of us we have used blunt scissors, right? Or blunt nail cutter. And doesn't cut anything. We sharpen that. They have this, people come on the, sometimes in the house, that wheel is there and they will sharpen your knife and then use them. Right? So, and the process of purification is sharpening of our senses. Being jada, they don't seem to get enlivened in Krishna consciousness because they are used to only jada inputs. sensory inputs, eyes, nose, ears, they need that. And therefore, sense gratification appears so attractive to us because that immediately appeals to the jada indriyas. But we are talking about enlivening the soul's senses now. The soul is a person. The soul is a person. A full-fledged person lives within this mortal frame. The full-fledged person sees through these eyes. Hears through this pinna and the three bones in the middle ear and the temporal lobe in the brain. Right? He sees the occipital lobe. Correct? So the soul is seeing. The soul is hearing. The soul is feeling everything around. Because he is a full-fledged person. Let's not forget that. Yes, he may be the size of a tip of a hair, but in the tip of a hair also is a full-fledged person. In a seed-like state of consciousness. Thus, the one-tenth of the tip of the hair means that his consciousness is very minimally developed. That's what it really means. Is in a but as far as therefore to the extent his consciousness is developed, he can't appreciate Krishna consciousness. But when he becomes purified, that same tenth on tip of the hair, Keshabhaga, we say that, that small tip of the hair can start perceiving spiritual stimuli to the fullest degree. How is it that Bilwa Mangal Thakur is blind? Of course, we know the story, he plucked up his own eyes because, you know, his heart felt guilty for seeing something and thinking something which he should not have seen. We know the story. He plucked up his own eyes with the hairpins of that lady. But then when Krishna came to see him at Braj, right? He would hold Krishna's hand and would hear Krishna and would actually start seeing Krishna. When the Brahman was the devotee there in the Leela given, where is that? It is at the festival of the disappearance of Narahari Sarkar. Right? Narahari Sarkar has left this world and his dear disciple Raghunandan Thakur has had a disappearance ceremony for the first time and first anniversary of his beloved Gurudev's disappearance. And by the time many other associates of the Lord have also gone back to the spiritual world. Right? But now again to bring them back, all the Mahans, the devotees, the Param Vaishnavas, they came back and then they have such wonderful kirtan. And who's singing? Narottam Das Thakur is singing, who's the topmost kirtani of the Gaudiya Acharyas. Right? He's singing. And Srimad Acharya is there. And that in that kirtan, all the associates actually jump into kirtan, just like Hetudi Gram. They all come into the kirtan. Right? There's a blind devotee there. And he starts seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's born blind. He starts seeing Chaitanya Prabhu dance. And of course, Veerbhadra comes in and then just rubs his eyes and he actually starts seeing grossly also. Right? So we must understand that there is sensory perception beyond this gross body of ours. Right? And Krishna consciousness actually enlivens those senses. Because that in those senses we can start perceiving Krishna. Krishna is Shuddha Sattva. He is not just Sattva. He is Shuddha Sattva. And Shuddha Sattva can only be appreciated through Shuddha Sattva state of consciousness. Right? In Rajagun which we are, we cannot. Tamagun, definitely not. Sattagun, something. Little bit here and there. Shuddha Sattva, completely. Right? So when you come to Shuddha Sattva stage, then you can appreciate Krishna fully. Right? So then as far as we are concerned, we have to reinforce ourselves in our consciousness, the fact that till that happens, how am I supposed to deal with things? If I don't get enlivened, if I'm feeling sleepy, if I'm feeling not interested, how do I deal with the situation? Prabhupada had an answer for that. I said, even if you don't feel enthusiastic, act enthusiastically. And if you don't feel like hearing, hear with enthusiasm, eagerness. Right? So many things in our life we don't like to do. So many, the list can be endless of things we don't like to do. Who likes to give up his night's sleep and service Australia and UK and America? Is there anybody who says, yeah, I'm very happy, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the early morning hours where the whole world is sleeping, right? And then I'm, you know, servicing US clients. Anyone like to do that? No. But they do it. Who likes to come in the second class compartment, crushed to death? But you do it every day. Who likes to travel 4 hours to, you know, crazy places by travel? From here to this, Dadar and Dadar to Central Railway Center to somewhere else and take a rickshaw and then who likes to do all that? We do it. Right? So there are n number of things which material nature enforces on us which we don't like to do. Why? Because human life is meant for tapasya. Otherwise, sense gratification of a Krishna consciousness, tapasya has to be there. Whether you want A or B, you don't have a choice. Tapasya is inherently there for all types of people. The richest man in the world has to tapasya to maintain his richness, and poor man has to work hard to gather some richness. But both have to do some tapasya. And for a spiritualist also, to maintain a status quo also, we require some tapasya to just maintain our Krishna consciousness, basic basic Krishna consciousness. That also is a tapasya. And of course, to make progress more, because as it said, it's swimming against the current. So more muscle power is required, more ability to say no to the ever-increasing temptations which are brought around us. So a stronger ability to say no and enjoy tapasya. For a spiritualist, his enjoyment is the victories he gets for having said no to the ever-demanding, ever senses who are asking for sense gratification. So that when he says no and he can actually do it, he can actually sustain that no, then that victory is his. Yes, I could resist that. I wanted to look at that or look at this. I didn't look at that. I feel like fiddling with this. I wanted to look into this pop-up, whatever. But I had the power to, I don't want to do this. Right? So these victories of a tapasvi, of a sincere sadhaka, are the real joys. It is not the joys of, you know, just keep changing sense objects for pleasure. That's chapala sukha. Devotees are, you know, they understand, they can see through this. It's all chapala sukha. We don't want to get into that. But for us, what are the sukha then? Yes. Consistently, following the 482 principles. Yeah. Temptation is always there to break them, to do this, do that. I will do that. I'll do that. 16 rounds is tapasya many times for us. But we do that. Preaching is tapasya, submitting to authority is tapasya, you know, living a family life is tapasya. It's all tapasya. Right? Serving the boss is tapasya. Right? So much tapasya. Right? But Krishna consciousness is tapo divyam putraka. It is not tapo only, it is tapo divyam putraka. Rishabhdev says. It is divine tapasya. And therefore we'll happily do that. Because when Krishna sees, Krishna needs to see, and he is seeing us constantly, every micro millisecond. He's seeing us, and he doesn't get a telescope for that or microscope for that. He's just there, next to our soul. Closest thing to our soul is the super soul, and he's seeing us constantly. What we are thinking, speaking, what everything. He knows our emotions. He knows our intentions. He knows everything. When he detects two things, he is waiting for only two things. He is waiting to see how much Shraddha is there and how much devotion is there. Right? Prabhupada writes in that Charitamrita I was reading, Prabhupada said, the ability to understand any scripture, Prabhupada says, any scripture of the world can only happen when we have two things, devotion and faith. When we are happily engaged in devotional service with a faithful heart, with a non-doubting heart, right? When Krishna detects these two inputs within our consciousness, then prakashante mahatmana. Upanishad says that, right? Prakashante mahatmana. All the imports of Vedic literature are revealed in the heart. Muchukunda Maharaj was lying in that dark cave for a long time, millions of years. Satyuga told almost the end of Dwapar Yuga. It's a long, long time. But when Krishna comes in, Hridayakandare Sprutuvasa Chinandana, the cave of the heart becomes illuminated. And Krishna walked in his city, and of course Kalayavan kicked him, and Kalayana was dead. And then he suddenly saw the cave was very dark. There are no tube lights in caves. Right? And it was a very deep cave. So there was no sunlight. Light, by definition, light doesn't bend. Light is always straight, right? Light doesn't bend. Physics. So light cannot bounce back into the cave. It was a dark cave. When Krishna comes in, Krishna is the source of the Brahma Jyoti. Right? Brahmano hi pratishtaham. When that Brahma Jyoti embodying personality comes in the cave, to 20,800 kings were incarcerated at Girivraja by Jarasandha. They all going to be a human bali very soon. We would knock them off, kill them, right? Offer them to, I think, Kalbhaya or somebody like that, right? And become more powerful than he was. And those kings, like, oh my God, they had not eaten food, they were incarcerated, in prison. No food, no proper clothes, niggardly, them dirty looking. For so many months and years they were like that in the prison house of Jarasandha. And then Krishna, after he kills, Jarasandha is killed, he goes inside this Girivraja fort, right? And they are like completely like this. The moment they see Krishna, what happens? They become enlivened. Right? The Srimad Bhagavatam is being spoken 7 days and 7 nights. Now imagine, you don't think about this sometimes, but imagine it is 12 o'clock and midnight. And Sudha Goswami is still speaking. And nobody is thinking, nobody will see if I take a japki. You know? At 12 midnight also, they are still hearing Bhagavatam. 2 a.m., still hearing Bhagavatam. 2 p.m., still hearing Bhagavatam. Right? Imagine that situation, 7 days and nights. Okay, in daytime, you know, you're a little bit, but night, everything is, and in this forest, there is nothing, is complete pin drop silence. Complete silence. And it is so dark that, you know, hardly any light can fall through the forest. Even moonlight will probably not fall on the ground. And probably not even seeing the speaker at that time, right? Sudha Goswami may be there, and you may be somewhere there. And still, everyone is completely absorbed. Srimad Bhagavatam. That is called as what we are hearing today, enlivened senses. So much of relish is there. When Krishna is under the devotees are under the mountain, right? What happens to the devotees there? The Brijvasis. Krishna, therefore that is very important. That one of Krishna's names, so this is the point. When Indra was defeated, humiliated, ashamed of the dastardly act he had performed of trying to kill Krishna and the cows and the cowherd boys and destroy his abode, right? He became heavily repentant and then he had to atone. So what does he say? What does he do? He goes into a smile after some time. First he's very repentant, he's crying, shedding tears. So my dear Lord, today I want to give you something. Right? He said, I want to proclaim to the whole world it is not me who is Indra. You are the real Indra. Right? And therefore I want to give you a name today. Right? And your name will be Govinda. Right? Govinda.
Govinda.
Govinda, Govinda,
Govinda.
That's what we say, right? When you go to Venkatesh temple, we say that. Govinda. So Govinda means, he says that you are the Lord of the cows. You are the Lord of the land and the Lord of the senses. You enliven. When Krishna has his potency to enliven, Krishna is himself fully alive and charged up pure spiritual energy, right? When you get infected, you get touch electric live blood current. Such a big powerful 240, 400 joules of power. Energy, raw energy, right? So Nityananda was glancing at the children at Paniyati, right? What happens to them? That powerful energy, Nityananda Prabhu's eyes are like looking at the kids, and the kids start suddenly jumping, dancing, singing, and climbing trees on the branches, end of the branches, jumping on the leaves, and jumping from the leaves down to the ground, and then going and pulling off the tree, holding it like this, like a flute. Right? How does all this happen? And they went like this for how many months? It wasn't nine hours. Those children, based on the glance, one glance with Nityananda Prabhu, they kept on jumping, dancing for 3 months. They didn't go home, they didn't eat food, they didn't sleep. The children know how every half an hour, mummy, bhook lagi hai. Small children, mummy, kuch hai kya? These kids, they forgot to eat for 3 months. This is spiritual energy. That is what absolute is all about. This is Krishna. In the practical way, Prabhupada used to say this, when he met the hippies, right? Wow, how are the hippies? They were dirty. They were lonely. They had not cleaned their hairs, washed their mouth. They were into all bad habits. Completely downtrodden. But when they met Prabhupada, what happened to them? There was transformation. They were what? Enlivened. They looked bright. And Prabhupada said, they all look like they are from Vaikuntha. Before that, they were looking like where they come from, where? From Naraka. They looked like they just came from Naraka, right? And after the sign, they shaved their heads, nice saris, colorful nice saris, bright tilak, kanti, bead bag, right? And dhoti, bright face, as if they are fair skinned, right? They all look like they are coming from Vaikuntha. Why? Enlivened by the energy infused into them by Prabhupada's magnetic personality, who himself was carrying the magnet of Krishna within his heart, and he was sharing that with whomsoever is coming in contact with. And even these dull, downtrodden hippies, they became happies. Right? So, let us pray, let us desire Kab Habe Bolo Seidi Namar type of consciousness. Right? When we will truly be enlivened to hear Krishna Katha, to sing the holy names of the Lord, to remember Him within the core of our heart with devotion, right? To read the holy scriptures with rapt attention and absorption, to serve the deities with diligence, right? To be truly submissive to the words of spiritual master and follow His instructions with great care. And while doing all of these and many more activities, distributing books, or preaching to college students or whoever, by doing all these beautiful activities within the framework of Krishna consciousness, we remain enlivened, happy. Because this is what is being given to us. This is what is our inheritance from His divine grace and the great acharyas of the past. This is what Mahaprabhu has come to give all of us. This is truly what we is our legacy. Let us be proud. And be desirous of inheriting it to the fullest. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada ki. Any questions? Questions? Praj Bihari Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu, for a very enlivening class. Very beautifully you explained that Maharaj's pastime also, that you know, one day will come and we will dance to the, like I saw one devotee, you know, Mahaprasad, their prayers, just the prayers, he's so ecstatic, he starts dancing. So there are devotees who relish actually. But I was just thinking that, you know, the day will come, you ended by that verse, Kabe Abe. But you know, we know that without Param Drishtva Nivartate, higher taste, we cannot sustain. So we get little bit whatever, if it is called taste, whatever, we be happy. But then, you know, Krishna loves to play hide and seek. One day we get taste, then so many days it is dry. So how do we survive those low moments in bhakti when apparently it is tapo divyam, as you said, it is tapasya. But during the tapasya phase, what do they call? The dark night of the soul. That how do we survive those challenging moments? Like Shyamananda Prabhu was saying, I'll just end with this. Shyamananda Prabhu was saying that, you know, it's like we enter a tunnel which is 100 kilometers long and dark, and the car is going slow, and after 50 kilometers it is stuck, and you can't go ahead, you can't go back. So you need to see light at the end of the tunnel. So how do we get taste, or how do we survive low moments in bhakti?
One crucial thing would be to not lose touch with somebody who is enlivened. Because you are surrounded by people who are like you only. Like you means, I am not saying you. If you are surrounded by people who are feeling the same way as you are feeling, then, you know, infection, contagious, it goes on to you. But that's why in a class, we don't want to sit with the backbenchers who are always, you know, doing mischief behind. You want to sit with the front benchers, right? We're like, what is teacher saying today? Taking proper notes. Ethara notes milega ketara ida. Notes, notes, notes. Right? So we ask for notes from people who are front benchers. Mummy will say, you take friendship with this fellow. So first rank aaya hai. Right? So that culture starts from very beginning, where you want to associate, make friendship with people who are, you know, enlightened in their process of study and bhakti. I think that would be the most important thing. And of course, during that, even though we may be low, is agreed, but at the same time, okay, I have a cancer, right? And during this chemotherapy, I am suffering badly, very badly. But I know my doctor knows exactly that this is going to cure my cancer. I just need to go through those 9 cycles, which will make me vomit, lose hair, blah, 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 blah. All the complications of chemotherapy are going to take place. Bone marrow suppression hoega, blood chadayenge, kya kya, what, so many things will happen. But I know that it's a research product. It has proved in phase 3 study, whatever, whatever, right? It's going to cure my cancer. Will it that not give me strength to go through that rigorous of the chemotherapy itself? It will. So what is it? It is a faith in the person and a faith in the process he has given me. Even though right now I am not experiencing any of the goodness which he is promising. I am vomiting, I cannot eat, I am so weak, I'm fragile, cannot even move, cannot go to the bathroom also. But 9 cycles, he said, I promise you this drug will cure you. Guarantee. So these verses which we are reading are giving us a guarantee. This is Krishna's promissory note. Yad gatva na nivartante tatama parama mama. You'll come back to me. I promise you this. And so many promissory notes Krishna has given in the Gita, right? So if we have faith, at least in those words, if I'm experiencing that right now, but Krishna is there, acharyas are there. Even though the story was there, I think the story all of us have heard many times, it's worth remembering now. This devotee in, I think, Russia, right? He had cancer at the age of 22 or something, right? And then, I think the story, I don't have all the details, but he's dying, and then he sees Prabhupada coming in at his deathbed to fetch him, right? He gets, as we say, dying people don't lie. You don't speak lie when you are dying. You don't do that, right? Because you don't have conscious cortical function in your brain to think, I'm not going to speak something else. You just speak the truth, right? He says, Prabhupada. He said like that. And he said, the process works. And he died. And he died. Right? Process works. So, we are not but many such examples of people who have done that. How, when I was thinking of this class, I was thinking of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, for example. Right? Now, what is there in the body? Your clavicle is broken. Your bone, everything is fractured. You cannot eat from a muscular Afro-American stout body, which we know has danced in this temple room, right? It reduced to a skeleton. Nothing is there. So thin, so frail. And yet, he and Radha Maharaj are relishing the scripture together. All the senses are finished. He can't eat, he can't sleep, nothing. But enlivened. It means his soul was fully. So these examples and numerous many more, which we all can discuss, we all can even remember through our career, we have heard and so many things like that, right? We were remembering other days, Tho Krishna Prabhu, right? Very recently, Adwaita Acharya's appearance day, I think. Yeah. This temple room has seen his passing away pastime, right? From a simple devotee who is non-performer, not a front line, but just served a Mahatma, served a Param Vaishnava. And the gift was there. The gift of. So when you hear all these nice things and many more, then even through the dark night, we develop. So the utsa part goes down. But what is sustaining us? Dairas is continuous. So we require three things, right? But Maharaj says surrender means enthusiasm and patience. Right? The enthusiasm is gone, is not there. Because you know, nahi maja aa raha hai, that what we are talking about. But if the patience is there, but just never give up attitude is there, right? Krishna rewards that. And eventually, utsa also comes back. Just some thoughts. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.